There are keys we keep giving. Keys we keep giving to the children of God. And I pray that somebody will learn some of these keys and help you. We told you about, you know, the power of prayers. Why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Because the adversary is going up and down, Peter said it, seeking who he may devour. So that he does not catch us unaware. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today we are supposed to praise God. I just want somebody to rest. I'm going to start around 2. Because I see some people, they don't feel praise God. Because the only time they enter spirit, they begin sing aria aria. It's not praising God. It's the reading it's responded to. Amen. So I had to bribe the singer with an offering. I said, don't spoil this thing. Before we started, in the witness, everybody witnessed it. So that if you go off, I collect back my offering. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had reason to counsel somebody, maybe watching now, a sister, a pastor's wife. When he came to me, I know you are listening now, wherever you are, and say the wife has decided that me and God this year, and entered dry fasting. As at the day he was telling me, it was day number 7. No food, no water. Ha! So quickly I say, I had to beg her to stop. I said, stop it. There are some fasting you enter into and it's dangerous. Especially those of us who are gifted. When I say gift, you know what I mean. Who are light in the spirit, you see vision, you hear voice. That's the one I mean. Listen, we don't receive anything from God because of fasting. I've been saying this thing, I'll continue to say it because there's always somebody who is just hearing me. That is, you don't receive anything from God because you fast. God is not specially happy because you are fasting. What does it benefit him? Did he give us belly to eat? How can he give you food, then tell you, may you not chop? Thou preparest my table before me in the presence of my enemy. Then he said, but don't eat. He bless you with food and give you good appetite to eat. I hope you know good appetite is a blessing from God. If you are not able to eat, na sickness. Those where they chop well, na so then they heap their back. When they put and they swallow, their neck go give way for it to pass. It's a blessing, though. It's a blessing. Because there are some, when they see food, they will start to shake. They are afraid. My son, until he was maybe about almost 7 months or so, did not know that how then they chop food. He will eat only when he's sleeping, then they put it in his mouth. Then he will eat. But if he's away, merely he see food like this, he will want to throw, then they will take him away. They will take the food away until he sleep. Then they're going to give him. If they sleep, then they enjoy the thing. Then they enjoy the food. He eat in a dream. So Remember, it's a blessing. Amen. Any mother with a child that refuses to suck breast, the mama will begin do fasting and prayer. Amen. So God didn't tell you so that you will that you should not eat. Nobody receives anointing because you fasted. There is no fasting that gives you anointing. Show me in the Bible. Catch it. Amen. The danger in it, I have seen it has happened to several people before my eyes, is that in the course of doing that type of dry fasting, a spirit will cross over. And before you know what, I have watched them, several of them that I have come across. And that spirit is usually a religious spirit. And you won't know that the person has run mad. Because he's quoting Bible. He's telling you the spirit say, the Lord they say, the Lord they say, the Lord they say. Maybe you're watching me now from UK. So today the spirit that entered you told you that you should not sleep with your husband. 2 years. From UK. Amen. And don't say in a lie, he had a voice. They always fasting. Always fasting. The same spirit will tell her, don't eat today. The same spirit will say, don't do this one. They say, don't do this one. The voice is actually, now, Saka, you don't enter. Kolo. And the reason is because of the type of fast you have gone into. You fast, even to pray, you know, if you pray. So what will be the purpose of the fast? Strength, you know. If you fast, so you know, if you waka, well, lie, it's not from God. But if you fast, you must be hungry. If you are not hungry, you never fast. Amen. But when the hunger reaches stage, see, Prophet Sunday, tell me very, very sincerely, very, very sincerely, and God is your witness here. When have you done dry fasting last for 2 days? Eh? Praise the Lord. Don't worry, I will not ask you. Don't put down your head. I will not ask you. I know you have never done it. Even the second day, you are already complaining, ulcer. Amen. The truth is, so it is not, where you enter? Where's Sunday? So it is not fasting that gives you the anointing. It's not fasting. I am not condemning fasting, no. I don't want you to place your faith, your walk with God on a fast. We don't receive anything from God. Jesus Christ said it. I don't remember the scripture. My Father hears me always. Why? Please, my encyclopedia. Google Olumide. Olugugu. You know, he said, eh? Eh? He said, my Father, Jesus Christ, the ones that said it. What is the reason why the Father heareth him always? He said, because he does those things that are pleasing before him. Fasting does not please God. Fasting is to make you live a life pleasing before him. It's to tame this body. Nothing more. Amen. The reason your Father is happy with you is because you do the things that are pleasing before him. He's happy with you. So with our Heavenly Father. I'm saying this so that this year, just amend your ways and be focused in God. A life pleasing before him. And you can never live a life pleasing before him if you don't know his will. Listen, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. He said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything
according to his
according
will.
According to his will,
he heareth us.
He heareth us. And what did he say?
And if we know that he hears us,
yes,
whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we
there are some things you will ask, God will not give you. Because it's not everything your child asks you, Mama.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Even there is not everything. Your son wants to peel orange and he's less than 1 year old. Because you see the senior ones, then they take knife. Then he said, go carry knife. Then you're going to look at him. No matter how you say, mommy, knife, give me knife. There you go, look at. That is how God sometimes looks at us. There are some things that we are not yet matured enough to handle. He will not give you. He will not give you. And sometimes too, we undergo training. That's why I say, know how to walk with God. He trains us. Our God trains us. Sometimes you see yourself in school, in a training place. That's God's own way of telling you through that dream that you are undergoing a training. And every training at the end, you will write exams. If you fail, you repeat. That's why some people's trial take longer than the others. Amen. So learn these principles of how to walk with God. It's not every time you go and ask God and complain and cry. And it's not every time. There are some situations where you just leave the situation as it is and begin to praise God. When you look here, nowhere. You look here, nowhere. You look front, nowhere. You are in an island. You are in a desert. No helper. Everybody has disappointed you. Don't cry. That is the time to begin to praise him. It's very odd, isn't it? Because his ways are not our ways. It's very odd. But I'm telling you things I have tried. Some years back, I went through all the trials. I know what it is. As a young man that I decided, I took interest in him. And just tried to help him as much as I can. And somebody who, a sister who is close to them, told me that they were saying, how, he said, which can man be this? Which can pastor be this? Which can human being be this? Because just when nowhere to go, they will just receive a call from me. And I told the sister, I say it's because I understand what that young man is going through. You see, this man here, God has trained me. It is easier to deal with somebody that has lived all in life, poverty. So he wants to change your situation. You can counsel that one, give that one hope. Better than somebody who was on before. Who was flying all over the world. Changing cars the way he likes. Then all of a sudden, nothing they work again. Everything crash. Parent, you know, if you food to eat, you go back. That person can enter depression and even commit suicide. So when I come across such people, I get close to them to tell them there is hope. Everybody abandoned you, but God has not abandoned you. And begin to pray. Then life will begin to come. So there is hope. Yes, there is hope. Amen. When you read that type of situation, only God can help you. Therefore, begin to pray. I mean, prayer of praise. Begin to thank God and praise him and praise him and just praise him. Because which prayer you want to pray where you never prayed before? That's why I say all this time they will come to Prophet Sunday. Prophet Sunday, nothing they work for me. I see in the spirit, pray. You are going to pray. Pray that this is not going to last past this year. No, be prayer. Which prayer? Never pray that kind of person. If you go to any prophet, tell you, say, go and pray. You say, Pastor, I don't pray tired. Which prayer again? I want solution. Amen. Cultivate that. Cultivate it. It's not every time you ask, Father, do this for me. And some of you say, you see, it's a prayer warrior. It's a prayer warrior. Who is he? It's a prayer warrior. Prayer warrior. I hope I've not been misunderstood the statement I want to make now. I have particularly taken interest on people who say they are prayer warriors. You see, I'm not asleep for night. Prayer, prayer. You see, I'm prayer. I've not seen evidence of it in many of them. I've not seen the evidence. Him to say, I see the person with some jeep car, they live in his house. Say, what happened? Say, I'm a prayer warrior. I possess my possession. I go follow you. They pray the prayer with you. That prayer warrior, they go there and I want palm slippers. We don't cut one side. They walk out. What they put? Share my mashota, prayer warrior. Now, madness, the warrior, you don't know. Okay, what's the evidence now? I'm a prayer warrior. From morning to night. No evidence, nothing. When it's time for rent, you will enter spirit, they speak in tongue now. No. When you have to come and see, God will never bless you if you will, in that blessing, you will ascribe anything to any ability of yours that brought it to you. I don't know if I'm speaking the English. Before the thing happened, I come go mountain. So I go die here. When I come back, now the door open. You will not lie. It's a lie. You have to go back because when you come, the door will not open. Because you are going to, your testimony is that when I go mountain, you will continue to the go mountain for everything you need. Then where is grace? Then where is mercy? It's because we don't know how to walk with him. There are some problems that are solved by one sacrificial offering. There are some problems by just praising God. The thing will disappear. Hallelujah. There are some problems that will go by just coming and be a worker in the church. When I say worker, I don't mean coordinator. Sweep, clean. They wash. We are nobody. They see you when you they do them. Before they come, everywhere done ready. Wow. You they go. You they look you. Hallelujah. There are some problems that we go, yes. See, when Jesus Christ said, this type of demon do not go except by fasting and prayer, then when you go to mountain of fire, they will tell you, go and do 3 days dry fasting. I want to marry. This year, I must marry. Pastor, I'm suffering from one ulcer where they worry me for 3 years. Like that young man that came today, when he came to see me for prayers, what's your problem? Say they urinate. If not mountain of fire, they urinate blood. Go and do three days. Dry fasting. You won't kill them. Amen. What that scripture is saying is only those who live a fasting life, a life of fasting is part of their life. Not the fasting of a what do you call it? Riot. They do riot with God. If you don't bless me, I will die here. You come here, meet me here. Now here I go die. If you don't bless me, I go die here. That's a riot. You die for nothing. Well, there's nowhere in the scripture that says before you will step down, you will do that type of fasting. You just want to commit suicide. You go die. It will help you to die. When you die, go finish. Then you go meet you. Where did they come from? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because fasting like that keeps you in a spiritual realm. You are spiritually sensitive. You are spiritually alert. Every grace that is inside of you is on top because this flesh is under. Hallelujah. I said, somebody say, why, you know, where is it written in the Bible that you should not drink alcohol? I say, you go and drink. Me, I no go drink because I want to be alert. Even when they sleep. If I'm sleeping, I'm alive. If any demon enter the room, I wake up. If the angel enter, I want to give me revelation, I will. See, there is a way you live with God. Some of us have experienced this, I'm telling you. Where he will come, he want to give me revelation. I will say, wait, make a peace, and they come. And I will go and ease myself in the toilet. Come aloud and say, oh yeah, talk. Amen. And he will start. And peace, they catch you. You the dream, oh. Now dream. Peace, they catch you. You go wake up, go peace. Come back, lie down. From where you stop, you go continue. Who has experienced it? Clap for yourself. You know what I'm talking about. It is only people who are spiritually sensitive. You will continue like that. And if peace, they catch you again, the angel will allow you to go and peace and come back. You will continue part three. Until you finish, you know, with you. Such people, there are people who pray before they sleep. There are people who study. The last thing they do always is something spiritual. When you operate in that realm, amen. How about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 days of the week, not even one day to fast. How about? For what? Not even one day. I didn't say 24 hours. So I just skip all the food till evening. And throughout that period, amen. See, if you decide to fast, where you work, they do labor work for one building site, say they fast. Now you won't have time to pray. Any fast where you don't get time to pray, now starve, you starve yourself. That's not benefited you spiritually. You must choose a time where you create a time to pray. If you're working in the office, then you should create a time where from time to time you say, you know, go to a seclusion somewhere during your break time, use that period, you're praying. Or you're doing the type of job where you have your earphone and you're hearing some messages from your phone while you're doing whatever you are doing. Keeps you in the spirit. They are the type that when certain demons come, they won't shout before the demon will go. He said, this kind cannot go except by fasting and praying. People who live a life of prayers and fasting, they are always fasting. This flesh is the greatest problem we have with our walk with God. If you are able to tell this flesh, you will not eat till tomorrow, and you are able to control it till tomorrow, then you can tell this flesh, this is sin, I will not commit it. Because immediately you decide, I'm going to fast. You went on a chop till 12 o'clock or your first food till 12 for afternoon for any reason. Now you know why the time I'm reading 12 before the first chop. Maybe those who they eat 1-0-0, 1-0-1, some 0-0-1, 1, you know. Maybe. But as soon as you wake up today and no chop from 7 a.m., your belly, by the time it's reaching 9 o'clock, your body will shake. You must eat. This is how wicked this flesh is. But you can be busy. On an ordinary day, you won't even remember to eat. You won't feel hungry. But if you say, I'm going to fast, the battle begins. And if you are able to, despite however it is feeling, you're feeling your body. I say you are lying. I will not eat it tomorrow. If you have that ability to tame this flesh, then you have the ability to say no to every demand of this flesh, including fornication, adultery, and all the nonsense that people get themselves indulged in. You have the ability. That is, you can tame this body. And the only way to tame this body is to live a fasting life. 7 days in a week, at least take 2 days if you are so weak. At least 2 days. Eat for the remaining 5 days. 2 days. Say, no food. I will eat once. I will eat once in a day. Oh, hallelujah. The whole month from first to the last day of the month, you cannot withdraw. And that's it. This day is my day of consecration with God. How can you succeed against this flesh? It's not everything be Satan, 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 no. Sometimes it is right from inside your mind, your heart, your conscience. And Satan will always use your weakness against you. Hallelujah. All of you want to feed with food for dream. Think very well. Food will be your problem. You don't feel fast. Food. So that's the gateway. For me now, can't use food, can't feed me with food in the spirit. You can't now because food will not be my problem. Everybody getting problem. I know the thing why they fight for. Don't think that I say I don't get problem, but I will not tell you what my problem is. So you will use it against me. But everybody get you not get. They look me. You not get problem. Mommy Joe, you not get problem. All of us get something with a battle with some na anger. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me na chocolate. Life, I see chocolate. Even if I did fast, I say chai, chocolate, chai. Meanwhile, anytime I eat chocolate, waist pain will start. But I will still chop up. Amen. But I've conquered it. So don't come and give me chocolate. If you bring chocolate for me, you're a tempter. Everybody get it where they kill you. Everybody, some I say na anger. That when you don't perform finish, you can't come to normal. Say, hey, I don't commit again. Some na lie. Kuro will look you like this. Lie for you. I see you when you carry an me. You carry him now for my eye like this. I see you, me. You define my trouble. Oh. You don't finish yourself before this one. Lie. You go lie. Some are thief. And they thief their husband money. Some they thief their wife money. Praise the Lord. It's my wife now. If I take it, it's not. Why you not tell her before you carry her? Why you not tell her before you be thief? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So one of the keys I want to tell you today is add praise to your life this year. Praise. You don't know how to praise God, be attending Brother Assembly Church. We know how to praise God. I said we know how to praise God. Eh? Because where we come from, now dance with the take, talk to people. Every step is a message to someone. Eh? And we use dance to let people know where we come from. Whether we are from Abriba or Imbise. Where we come from, we use dance steps. When you see another, like I say, this one, na Abriba. Like, and when some people are dancing, you think that they are, na, what did they happen? I saw Brother Uche do like this thing. I said, what did they wrong with him? So come to Brother Assembly, you will have different lifestyles. You go just see somebody. Can we stand up and show your dance steps now? Show your dance steps now. Show your dance steps. Show your dance steps. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the comforter abide. He abides. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day. Your hand. Let me have your hand. Oh, yes. Amazing be the grace of God and love.